to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. It's been 20 years, 5 days a week on the nation's number one most powerful Christian radio station. And how often do we talk about Discovery Health, the Discovery Channel, their health channel? How often? Not very often. Well, they have a really popular program called Mystery Diagnosis. Mystery Diagnosis. And coming up in a week on March 8th, will be the first airing of a program called The Woman Whose Legs Turned Black. Diane, that must have been rough. To have them make a movie about you in studio, we have Dr. Diane Dyke. Diane, welcome to Bob Inyart Live.
Well, thank you for having us. It's exciting to be here with you here today. Gracie and I just can't hardly contain ourselves.
Gracie, you're in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
And Gracie is, introduce Gracie to us if you could.
Gracie's the world's first rescued Italian Greyhound service dog, helping a woman with a rare incurable blood disease. And I actually rescued Gracie to start with. She was in a hospital abandoned. She'd been broken. Her two front arms were broken. Her tail was ripped off. Her ribs were broken. She had a cold.
Oh, my. Where was that? What hospital?
In Colorado, in the Vail Valley.
Oh, wow.
So, and I was sick, and I was feeling a little sorry for myself because I have a rare incurable blood disease called cryoglobulinemia vasculitis.
Oh, my. I can't repeat that as quickly as you did, but the pictures, Diane, the pictures, the story coming up on Discovery Health is Mystery Diagnosis, The Woman Whose Legs Turn Black, but the pictures of your hands, it looks like you have frostbite with your fingers black.
Yes.
And what a story. So we'll tell that in a moment, okay. But you rescued your dog. Have you heard of the Max Fund in Denver? They rescue animals. It's Dr. Ed Umloff operated on Max 20 years ago, and he's a dear friend of this show, Bob Inyart Live, and Colorado's pro-life movement. So you rescued your dog from In Vail.
That's right, from the animal hospital, and they didn't know if she'd ever walk or ever heal right. But, you know, I'm broken, and I understand brokenness. So I wasn't afraid of her brokenness, and I nurtured her back to life. And in so doing, we realized she was helping me with this disease. Because I had to train her to stay on my person because she couldn't walk. So I trained her to stay in a snuggly, a little baby snuggly against my chest. Well, I don't have the ability to create the heat that I need to keep my blood flowing. And so we realized Gracie was creating heat for me.
So Gracie is a life-giving gift to you.
That's right.
So you rescued one another.
We did. And so that was almost 7 years ago. I haven't been hospitalized overnight since we rescued each other, and that's a miracle.
What a story. Dr. Ed, you're going to have to meet Dr. Diane Dyke.
Come on.
After this show, you'll love Dr. Ed.
Oh, good.
Okay, so now could you tell us about your disease and this program coming up, Mystery Diagnosis? Pretty significant when you end up the subject of a nationwide TV show.
Yes, it was incredible that they found us. A friend who knows about our story was being featured on their show, and she said, if you think my story's something, you need to meet Dr. Diane Dyke and her dog Gracie. And so they called us, and the rest is history. We worked for probably 6 months, hours and hours, and they did lots of research, spoke with the doctors, you know, trailed the entire process because it took over 3 years to be diagnosed with this disease from the time that it started. So it began to, it showed itself. Couldn't figure out what was wrong. I got swellings all over my body, my feet, then my elbows, and then my legs would swell up. And the first time.
So you were a professor, you were teaching.
That's right.
And then you come down with this horrendously difficult condition.
Yes.
And nobody knows what's happening.
Nobody knows. And it's frightening and scary. You know, you just don't know what it's going to do next. And it's freaky because it would just attack any part of my body that it wanted to, from the fingers to the elbows to the feet. Well, in the first time when I went to get out of bed, I fell to the floor and had to crawl for help. I was married to my high school sweetheart. We had a wonderful life. And like you said, I was a teacher and professor and, you know, everything was ahead of me. But lo and behold, this day came and my life changed forever. At the age of 23, pain became my constant companion.
Oh, my. 23 years old. And so you were finally diagnosed, and the disease, could you tell us a little slower what it is.
Yes, it's called cryoglobulinemia vasculitis, and it basically means cryo is cold, globula is clotting, nemia is blood. So I have a blood clotting disease that's worse in the cold. Oh. Vasculitis is when like a tourniquet is applied to the vessels and they shut down. So I have a double whammy occurring with that. And vasculitis is also called the hurting disease. So you hurt everywhere your blood goes because, oh. you know, if you've ever had your arm go to sleep when you've been laying on, yeah. you wake up and it's tingly and burning. Mm-hmm. Well, I have that sensation in my body all the time, especially in my extremities. And it feels like when I can walk, that I'm walking on rocks or seashells.
Oh.
So, and the only way I've been able to keep my legs, because I've almost lost them twice, is by submitting to the need to use a wheelchair. And that's keeping my legs elevated at all times. And unless I'm moving or in the water swimming around, which I have a therapy tub that's helped a lot. But it's a very strange disease, and the doctor said that in 50 billion people, there might be 20 who would have what I have.
Oh, my.
So there's just not much help for it. And chemotherapy and prednisone in high dosages are the only treatments, but I have kidney disease now, so my kidneys can't take that treatment.
And how did you end up with kidney disease?
Because the blood disease.
Consequence?
Yes. It's like processing the sludge that's in my blood. The globulins are little, you know, clotting factors, clog up the kidneys, and then they try to destroy the rest of your body. Like my eyesight, I was just recently told I could go blind anytime because I have a bilateral optical neuropathy. And then they also found some seizure activity. So my body is breaking apart, but I'm strong and courageous because of the Lord Jesus Christ in my life.
Wow, Dr. Diane, I'm speaking with the woman whose legs turn black. And Diane, it's so encouraging. I mean, I don't have this burden that you have, but the joy that you have in the Lord, you're loved by your husband, you have Gracie to help you, to
yes.
help you stay alive.
Yes.
But sometimes we get down. We feel, woe is me. Look what I have to go through. You know, my car, I've got to get my car fixed and all. And it's so easy to focus in on our own troubles when Jesus Christ has overcome even death itself. We have salvation in him if we trust in him. We have eternal life. We have one another. And he's put us here to love our neighbor and to share the gospel and to do what is right. And there's just so many opportunities, and you're such an inspiration. So thank you for coming by here at KGov.com, Bob and Yart Live. Now, let's tell the audience a bit about what you've done, because you've been everywhere. You've been with everyone. People are supporting you and your ministry. You have a series of books. Could we start there?
That'd be great. Well, the first one is called God Made Only One of Me, and it's a memoir, and it's a story about how to overcome your challenges. Just last night I was speaking at a church, and there was a gal that came up afterwards, and she has MS, and she said, "You have no idea what you said tonight, how much it's made a difference." And last Friday we were at the children's hospital, and the mother told me, "I'll never forget this day as long as I live." And all it is us sharing authentically the challenges we've been through, because I'll be honest with you, in the beginning when I was diagnosed with this disease, I did not handle it well, and I lost everything. Oh. I lost my high school sweetheart. My marriage fell apart. I lost my jobs. I became homeless, suicidal, and ended up in a psychiatric ward.
Oh.
And I hadn't graduated with my doctorates yet, and I thought that dream was over too. So all I could think of was death to put myself out of this misery and this constant pain because I did not know how to handle living in just this constant but this body that was broken. I mean, I was an athlete. I couldn't do anything I'd always dreamed of, but God gave me new dreams. A
23-year-old young woman with so much ahead of her.
Yes.
And to find out that all your plans are going to the wayside.
That's right.
Because your body, all of us, our bodies are breaking down as a result of the fall. God made us perfect. He gave us a paradise, but we've rebelled against him. And so the world is breaking down.
Right.
We call it entropy in physics.
Yes.
Things, our bodies are breaking down, but in some people it's far more dramatic.
Yes.
It's expressed more bluntly.
Yes.
And so you had your whole life ahead of you and you saw it being taken away.
Yes.
But then it's been restored.
Yes, it has. Because through that, I had a moment where the Lord reached out to me and he told me to take his hand and walk where he lead. And I would never walk alone. And I've been walking with him ever since.
So God made only one of me.
Yes. And he made only one of you, Bob.
But, well, thank you. And good thing. I tell you, for some of us, it's a good thing. But by Diane Dyke, PhD. Now, Diane, you said that you're married to your high school sweetheart.
I was.
But then you said when you were diagnosed, things were falling apart.
Yes.
So could you just clarify?
Yes, we went through a divorce just a short time after I was diagnosed with the disease. And we just were young and didn't know what we were doing and how to handle it. There was no handbook given out when you're, diagnosed with an incurable disease that could take your life without a moment's notice, you know, how you handle that. And so I isolated and separated myself, and he was more focused on his degree and his new teaching job. And so we just became worlds and worlds apart. And so, you know, after that, I did become the homeless and suicidal person. I would walk the streets at night, you know, just praying someone would drive by and shoot me and put me out of my misery.
Now, that's almost not even imaginable, Diane.
Yes.
You're in a wheelchair. You've got Gracie here.
Yes.
But you're just the picture of confidence and trust in the Lord and joy. And to imagine these two phases of your life, it's hard to believe.
Yes.
But that is what Jesus Christ will do for
that's
us.
That's right. He will reach down into the pit and he will pull you up. You just need to stretch your hand to him.
He will. He turns our ashes into joy.
That's right.
And whatever happens in this life, whatever circumstance we're in, we could know him and then have eternal life.
That's right. And if you keep your eyes on Jesus, you will walk on water just like Peter. And that's what I have found, that even if he doesn't heal me, I'm going to seek the healer more than the healing. And wellness and wholeness is not always the absence of sickness. Mm. Now I have a wellness in my soul that it is well with my soul in such a way that I never had before. My priorities are straight. You know, I love deeply. I live simply. I forgive quickly. I speak sweetly. And I worship freely.
Praise God. Now, we're speaking with Dr. Diane Dyke, and her website's real easy to get to, dianedyke.org, one N.
That's right.
Diane, D-I-K-E.org. So your book, God Made Me.
Yes, he did.
Your book, God Made Only One of Me, but then your other writings.
Yes, the other, I've written for our articles for magazines and different things, but the children's book series called The Adventures of Gracie and Diane.
That's what my boys are interested in. My boys are voracious readers.
Oh,
Cheryl and I, between us, we have seven boys.
Wow.
And the three youngest are 8, 10, and 12. And so they're listening. So describe these books to us.
Awesome. The first one is called Gracie Comes Home. And it's a beautifully illustrated book by the main animator of the movies Lion King, Ice Age 2, Pocahontas, Lilo and Stitch, Wall-E. It goes on and on. He works for Pixar, Disney. And he heard about our story. And he had just been praying 2 days beforehand, said, Lord, all I have is my art. If you can use it, use it. And he gets a call about us. And so he jumped on board and he's been with us from the very beginning. And it's this true story of how he rescued Gracie and how she rescued me back. And it works great when we go to the orphanages. The kids need that hope. They need to know that this dog was broken and someone rescued her, someone adopted her and brought her home. It gives them hope one day, even though they feel so broken, that maybe they'll have that opportunity. And we give them the Gracie Beanie Babies and the glow bands that glow
Gracie
all night.
Gracie Beanie Babies.
You
I've
betcha.
Got one right here in the studio. Hi, Gracie.
And her tail wags too, just like mine.
Yeah. In fact, they look awfully similar.
They do. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, and we, you know, I cuddle with Gracie in blankets when I'm speaking to them, and we do our story times with them, and then we give them these love kits. Well, then they nurture their Gracie baby, and they love her, and her little glow band glows all night. So if they lose her in the night, they can find her because she's glowing for them, and we remind them to be a light in the darkness, because no matter what you're going through or what challenges you've had, you can still overcome. You can do good for others. And, you know, that's what I've learned is the key to happiness. Is I wake up every day with a passion and a joy. Lord, what can I do for you? What can I do for my neighbor? Who needs me today? Send me, here I am. Use my hands and feet to be yours.
Wow. This week in Arvada, you're speaking at an extraordinary school, Maranatha Christian Center.
That's right.
What's going on there that you're at Maranatha?
Oh, it's so exciting. I love to speak on just about any topic, but disability awareness and etiquette is very dear to my heart because I've gone into buildings. I have even been turned away at a church. Because I have a service dog. And it was a healing service, if you can believe that. But people don't know what service dogs are. Sometimes they just think someone with, who's blind can use a service dog. A service dog is any animal that has been individually trained to help a person with a disability to more carefully get through this life. Mm. So, and she allows me to do things I couldn't do on my own. So she has three important tasks, and I think it's important to educate the students.
So what does Gracie do? What are her three tasks?
She retrieves. Yeah. And she enhances my blood circulation, and she's a medical alert dog. Those pictures you saw of my legs bloody in the booklet mm-hmm. there that I showed you, she tried to warn me of that 20 to 30 minutes before it happened.
Oh, my.
To let me know that I was going to have a problem. And so I needed to, listen to her, and then I was safe. But that was the first time she alerted, and she's been 100% ever since.
Oh, so Dr. Diane Dyke, your story is now going to be on Mystery Diagnosis.
Yes.
On the Discovery Channel, Discovery Health.
Yes.
And that means it's going to be not only here in Colorado, you get around, Diane. And you were speaking at a major church just a couple of days ago. You're at Maranatha Christian Center. This is not only nationwide, this is going to go around the world.
Yes, that's right. We've heard from people in Australia. I can't wait to see your show, you know.
Yeah.
And it's such an honor because, I mean, this is an opportunity to not only share the love of Jesus. Now, they took over 100 hours of film. They interviewed me for 5 hours, and it's down to 22 minutes for the show.
Yeah, so you haven't seen
that,
right?
And I have no idea what's in there, but yeah. I'm praying they didn't take out all of the times that I glorified the Lord.
At least we know this. At least they're going to be nice to you.
Yes.
Sometimes I might get on CNN or Politically Correct with Bill Maher, and they're not always nice to me, but they're going to be nice to you. And so you have an opportunity, and your whole life is a testimony to the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't imagine they're going to be able to hide that. But even still, then people will find you on the internet.
Yeah.
They'll find these resources. And the Lord will be glorified.
It's so funny you say that, that they'll be nice to you, because the producer of my segment, he said, you know, you've got to stop smiling.
Yeah, right.
He said, I've never seen anybody smile so much. But, he goes, like, you got to remember your sad times, okay? And so we really had a great time. But I'm excited to see what they dwindled it down
to.
Well,
could you tell us a little more? Because I'm sure the audience, I'd like to know, and so I'm sure the audience would like to know more of what it's like to have one of these documentary type shows made about you. You told us the whole process went for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked to the doctors.
Yes.
When the camera crew came in and the producer, what was that? Was that over a one-day period? What was that?
That was a three-day period. So we filmed in Tampa in Winter Haven, Florida, because they wanted to go where the actual things occurred. And we filmed at my parents' house because I was no longer in the house where it all occurred, which was only two streets down from the original house. Mm. But my mom, she's suffering from multiple myeloma cancer, and that's connected to this disease. And while we were filming, she went to lift her left arm, and her humerus bone, the largest bone in the arm, just snapped like a twig in the yard.
Oh, no.
So she had to be rushed to the hospital during the filming. So there was never a dull moment through the entire ordeal.
Oh, my.
At the emergency room.
How's your mom doing now with that?
Well, she didn't have any healing mechanisms, so they had to put a rod in the arm.
Oh.
And then just a week after that, she went to lift her right arm, and that arm broke as well. So she had to have rods in both arms. So she's not doing great, but she's a trooper, and she's trying the best she can.
Yeah.
But she had five tumors, and the radiation really damaged her brain and her, body. So she's struggling.
The Bible says that the creation itself groans.
Yes.
And God, when God made Adam and Eve, he put them in a garden in a paradise on this beautiful earth. They would have lived forever and their children would, but they rebelled against God. We, each of us, when we grow old enough, we join in that rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
And we suffer the consequences.
That's right.
Even children are born with, terrible degenerative
yes.
diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all a result of the fall.
That's right.
Of the fall. And God offers redemption, restoration, and he's going to, in fact, not only give us new bodies where we won't be suffering, you won't be in that chair.
That's right.
But he's going to create a new heaven and a new earth. So that's what we have to look forward to.
Right.
So in the meantime, I'd say joy and victory,
yes.
that that's what we should be about.
Well, and you can have it no matter what. You know, if I can have it, you can have it, you know, because I my old dreams have passed away. I had to mourn that life, but God still has a life that's worth living for me.
Yeah.
And he promised we'd have trials and tribulations, but to be of good cheer, for he's overcome the world, and that with him, all things are possible. And so look what I've done. I go where no woman and dog have gone before. And we travel the country with one of my dear friends, Michael W. Smith and Max Licato and others that, you know, have supported and encouraged us. It has meant all the difference, and we need each other. We've got to stick together, and that's why I hope people will share about the, you know, story next Monday, that they'll watch it and connect with us, because we want to help them.
Yeah, Mystery Diagnosis, March 8th, The Woman Whose Legs Turned Black. Now, Diana, could I ask you a personal question? This program, Bob and Yurt Live, we've been on the air for 20 years, and we have been asking Christians to stand up, to honor and obey God, and to love your neighbor, including the unborn child. Mm. So Colorado, with God's help, launched the Modern Personhood Movement in 2008. We're on the statewide ballot. We got 600,000 votes in a liberal state, mind you. Mm. And now there are 40 states from coast to coast pursuing personhood, the God-given right to life for the unborn child, which is new. It's a new strategy. It hasn't been tried in 30 years. So, Diane, in front of the audience, could I ask you, are you pro-life?
Yes, I am pro-life, and I'd like to tell you why. During that difficult time, I had been through some very abusive situations and put myself in very bad circumstances, and I've never revealed this before, so I'll do this in appreciation of who you are and what you're trying to do and your listeners, and also to make myself available if there's any way I can help and encourage others to become pro-life or to overcome maybe a mistake they made. During those difficult years, I actually had an abortion, and it was the worst mistake I had ever made in my life, and I'd made a lot of them. And to this day, I'll never stop regretting doing what I did and the life that I took. And I know that there's forgiveness in Christ, and that's the only way that I can, you know, keep putting one foot in front of the other. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I would have definitely wanted to take my life. But even in that worst mistake, Christ is there, and he wants to reach out, and he wants to heal, and he wants to help make us whole so that we can be a person of impact and have a purposeful, joyful life in spite of those challenges, because anybody can have a smile on their face if everything's going their way. Mm. But when you're tried through the challenges of life, it's like a tube of toothpaste. You get squeezed and you find out what's inside. And some of us may not like it, but we deal with it, get it cleaned up with Jesus' help, and then get back on the right track. And I just have to say that it's the worst thing. And if anyone's thinking about it, I didn't know where to turn. Go to a church. Find somebody. Do not go down that dark and lonely road that only leads to devastation and regretfulness.
Dr. Diane, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. That's got to be difficult to share.
It is.
You're right. People could call a church. Sadly, maybe close to half of the churches support abortion. So call a good church.
Yes.
Or you could call Colorado Right to Life.
Yes.
They are available. And when they're not in the office, and they will share the gospel of Jesus Christ with a woman who's hurting.
Yes.
She doesn't know where to turn. She thinks no one will love her with her baby.
That's right.
And it turns out that God will love her, and we will love her. And if Colorado Right to Life is not there in the audience, even their voicemail, they have a phone number where you could call and speak to a real human being 24 hours a day. So if there's a woman hurting, there's hope, there's salvation in Jesus Christ, and there's love for you and your child.
I think people make this mistake because they don't know where to turn. And it's really important to make sure they know where to go, because I was so full of shame, and I was scared, and I just had no idea what to do. But if there had been someone who had come along that was able to help me, I would never have done that. Oh. But I was very alone through that difficult time, and I had been in this abusive relationship. So
in Planned Parenthood, you know, they'll take the money and they'll say this is the answer, but it's left millions of women wounded, millions of babies dead.
Yes. And hearts broken, I tell you, Bob.
Hearts broken, and often marriages. And a boyfriend and a girlfriend.
That's right.
And they split up. They don't get married like they had hoped.
No.
And so there's so much
devastation, tragedy.
Devastation. Yeah, but with God, there's hope.
That's
when
right.
there's life, there's hope.
Yes.
And God says, choose life.
Yes.
So, all right, Dr. Diane, we are almost out of time. So your website is dianedike.org.
That's right.
That couldn't be easier. DianeDike.org.
That's right. And we make ourselves available. Anybody who needs us, use us. I'm given air to breathe to be of service. So that's what we want to do. I wake up with that passion to do so. Whatever the topic is, we can help you.
And right on your website, you've got two great YouTube videos.
Yes.
And the story is right there about mystery diagnosis. I know we have a lot of people in the audience who love that show.
Yes.
In fact, one of our staff members,
yes.
you walked in and he said, mystery diagnosis. What
yeah.
a great show.
Yes.
And so it's going to be a super opportunity.
Yes.
I'm sure my wife Cheryl and I will be watching.
Great.
And you and your husband, you'll be watching.
Oh, we're going to have a big party up in the mountains with our small group from church.
That's
so,
just great.
Yeah, we're very thing. We were just interviewed a few minutes ago for that up in the valley.
That is so exciting. Now we're about out of time.
Okay.
So you're going to be at Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada.
That's right.
A couple days this week.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else coming up in Colorado that you could think of, or do we go to your website?
Website on the calendar page, but there's several different church events and that sort of stuff. And just like today, things impromptu come up, and
mm-hmm.
we got to meet Steve mm-hmm. Forbes this morning. So
yeah, pretty extraordinary,
yeah,
huh?
Very exciting.
So, Dr. Diane, as you're leaving after the interview, if it's okay with you, I'd like to give you one of these pro-life personhood petitions.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Secretary of State is going to tell us, maybe Wednesday, maybe Friday, we have 2 weeks to get our last signatures. Mm. Maybe you could help.
All right. We'd be happy to do so.
Praise God.
Absolutely.
Dr. Diane Dike, what an honor. And her book, God Made Only One of Me, certainly encouraging for you to read, to share with someone you know who's going through a hard time. But Diane, again, the books for kids.
Yes. The Adventures of Gracie and Diane, Book 1, Gracie Comes Home, beautifully illustrated, a book of encouragement for animal lovers of all ages with an audio CD of us reading the book for the kids, too.
Just so exciting. And Zachary, Michael, Dominic, yep, we're getting a copy. So
yes.
So my and boys will be able to enjoy
this,
too.
All those proceeds also go to Second Chance. I've never taken a penny for any of it, so that we can make them available to the kids in the orphanages and at the children's hospitals. And we welcome anyone to come on those adventures with us. We also give the God Made Only One of Me to the prisoners, which we just did in Florence last Sunday.
Florence, serious prison out
yes,
there in Florence, Colorado.
Serious.
And so Second Chance with Saving Grace.
Yes.
And so God has blessed you.
Yes.
Diane, and what an honor you've blessed me and our staff for being here at Bob in Your Life. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob. God bless you and keep up the good work. Stay strong and courageous no matter what.
Amen. So that's Dr. Diane Dike, her website, DianeDike.org. You'll just love getting to know Dr. Diane Dike through her website, through her books. God has blessed her abundantly. And as she puts it so eloquently, if she could live with joy and thankfulness, certainly we can too. So tune into the show. It's a week from today. It's next Monday night, March 8th, Mystery Diagnosis, The Woman Whose Legs Turn Black. It's going to be a fascinating program. And Doug McBurney, Lord willing, will be back tomorrow. We'll be updating you guys on the cure period for Colorado's personhood amendment. And our website is kgov.com. May God bless you all.